Hi, Kenny here. This is what I've been up to this week as a music manager. But just before I get started, I'd like to give a little shout out to Studio Curve that have just launched their website and their social media. Drop them a follow and see what they're up to. They're going to be onto some big things in the future and I'm really excited to be by their side. So let's start with Monday. It's been quite a busy week. I've had to travel across London quite a bit for my full-time work. But in the meantime, I've been trying to put in things in place so that life is a lot easier for when I'm off for the next couple of weeks, as I've had a little bucket list trip planned, a little road trip across Europe, which I'm really excited for. So let's get stuck in with Ebi Soda. I know that on the last episode, I discussed how we had some artist development ideas that Ella and I were running through, and we wanted to make sure that the band were happy with what we're trying to get at. So we jumped on a call together, and it was a lot longer than I anticipated it to be, which is really good. And it's really good that we can dig into stuff like that. I wanted to make sure that they had all the time of day just to go over these things. And we were hitting the right ballpark. They were happy with it and really excited to get moving on. So the next step on our part is to make sure the whole wider team are aware of what we're trying to do. A lot of this involves us trying to make sure that the fans and audience of Ebi are able to see them not just perform in awesome shows live, but actually in all facets of beyond their music and a little bit of behind the scenes. And that's something that we're working towards, and we will drip feed that as time goes on. So now that that was a successful meeting, the next step is to make sure the whole team are aware of what we're doing. So that would be what we'll be jumping into in the next few weeks. Their next gig is the Lost Village Festival on the 25th of August. That is a dirty plug. You should definitely go visit if you're nearby. There's quite a few things happening in the Ebi world, a lot of which I can't really speak about at this point in time, which is really exciting. And a few things are gonna come out by the time that this video is already out. So if you jump over to our Instagram, you'll be seeing more of what Ebi have in store in the very near future. In the meantime, I'll be drip feeding that over the coming weeks, and I'll likely do a big update on my return. So please follow this. Thanks. So let's move on to Rives. So this week, the boys are still looking into how they can perform some of their stuff live, considering that a lot of their backing track seems to be orchestral and a lot of production works, and they can't do all of that live themselves. So while that's happening, we're still having conversations with live agents, and we're gonna see if the two meet at the same time. So fingers crossed that continues, and Ella's having some conversations while I'm away over the next couple of weeks. So we'll see what comes of that. Rives are also working with a studio, and they're going to have a very special release for Easier coming in the near future, 5 or 6 weeks time, and we'll be drip feeding information as and when we hear about that too. Until then, I ain't saying nothing. So the play count at this point in time for Easier is actually currently sat at 6k. Now, the reason why it's a little bit lower than the rest of the other ones at this point in time is because A, obviously it's newer, but also B, I actually suggested that we should rush this release. When we submitted this to our distributor that sends this onto Spotify, to Apple Music and such, we gave them a really short lead time. And every time that we do that, the DSPs don't have much opportunity to be able to do things such as pitch them to editorial playlists and put things on Discover Weekly or Release Radar and really helpful things like that. And the reason why we did that is because we wanted to have the option and as much time as possible to get them on a certain TV show. Now, that TV show in question was Love Island. Despite having really interesting conversations along the way, we were unfortunately not able to make a placement on that show. But at the same time, I still feel that getting so close to the possibility and having some really positive comments from the team is something that we could really build on. And I don't want the boys to take away from that as if that they didn't have a really successful and appreciated release. I might speak about that further in a set. So I'm going to overlay this with a video montage of me just sat around watching Love Island. So in order for me to get the best possible idea of how to even get it on this show, I actually read through loads of different blogs from when previous producers and supervisors were kind of running that joint. And I noticed that they often try their best to have 15% of the music from emerging artists. And that's where we believe that we would have had a placement. I think the Easier the track would have made a lot of sense, considering the fact that it's about the idea of being easier to leave someone than it is to stay in a difficult relationship, when that happens all the time, not just on TV, but on Love Island. Nonetheless, it's a shame that that didn't come through, but I can't praise enough the team they have over at ITV, and we're really looking forward to possibly having better connections with them in the future and see what we can do next. So I wanted to take a bit of time to speak about the philosophy about how to deal with a near miss like that, because it would have been quite a bit of traction that we would have got out of that, and you can easily monopolize with something like that as well, and it could open all sorts of doors that now, when they're kind of in your grasp and then all of a sudden they're not in your grasp, it's a bit of a shame and it's a little bit disheartening. But there's two things to think about, and the first one is that when you are in front of a panel of people that are looking to judge your music, like that, like a music supervision board, it means that you're at the judgment, and your identity and your music is at the judgment against however many other tracks that are out there, but also they're being selected by like 1 to 2 to 5 to 10 other people. It's only a handful of people. And as an artist, you should be able to sing your song to the world. And with that in mind, the easiest way to process that, I'd say, is to be willing to be judged by the world, and don't feel that your judgment for the handful of people and whether or not that they rank it and their biases and the requirements that they need the music for has nothing to do with the perfect shape that you need to design your music to be. So whatever decision that they make doesn't reflect how unique and valued that your music is, especially to your fans. So be prepared to be judged by the world and allow your stuff to be outside of there. And that's part of the reason why this exists here, to be fair. I feel that I've too have had near misses in my time. And with that in mind, I feel that a true documentation of justifying the near misses that we have doesn't mean that the time is like lost. And that leads on to the second point, which is sometimes we find it difficult to judge our standards by whether or not something has been successful or whether it's not been as successful. You're going to have people that are going to say, oh, this is fantastic. You're going to have people that are going to open opportunities for you, and there's going to be people that will choose other people over you. And it's not about the successes that you grant, and it's always good to make the most out of those when they arrive, but at the same time, energy and effort and time gets put into making sure that these opportunities are made the most out of and that you're ready for these things. And that effort doesn't go unwasted, it doesn't go unseen. And sometimes, especially if you're an emerging artist, to be able to share that near miss and that sadness of the frustration with not being able to get something, it's actually quite a nice thing to share with the audience, because they don't want you to fail. No one wants you to fail. They actually want you to do the best that they can do. And if they see you in places that means that people are recognizing the value of your music, then they get to share in that too. And everything has ups and downs, and it's nice to share everything like that with the world. And it makes you more human. It makes you really human when you're able to declare when something went well and when something didn't go so well. And I think the Instagram culture of everything being so perfect is very close to dying. So let's just tell the truth. I wonder what could come of it. People underestimate sideways networking, and sometimes that it's easier to think that your band and your friends' bands and people of a similar sound and even your fans are actually all in the same boat together. They all want to see you to do well. They all want you to do the best that you can and be recognized and be seen in places. And that's why it's important to let yourself just be judged by the world. And it enables you to be exactly who you are, find your crowd and build from there, rather than just being defined by the success or failure of one small board panel of people. You know, they're going to go on to do amazing things with Love Island. Ryan's going to go on to do amazing things as they are. And they might meet again in the future when the perfect chance aligns. And until then, we'll be ready and waiting. So the next set for both of the artists are Ebisoda. We're going to be looking for more artist development plans and making sure that the whole team are aware of what's going on. And over the time that I'm away, we're all going to be culminating all of our ideas, and we're going to meet up right at the end of August, maybe early September, to start implementing some of these when some of the boys get their weekends back from the amount of tours and dates that they're on. And with Rives, the plan is to keep looking for contextual placements and get them prepped for live as well. And the fact that we got this close, I think, is a great sign, and I'm really looking forward to see how we can do more of those in the future. Also, I've accidentally started this thing at the end of my videos where I've just put up a video, and I know I've only done two, but I think I'm gonna chuck another one on. It's only a short one. It was a clip when I was commuting to and from work. I was doing a late one, and I was just filming like the side of one of the trains I was on. And yeah, London's a beautiful place, man. It's a really beautiful place. So I hope you enjoy that clip. Thanks very much once again. Any comments or questions, chuck them in below, and I will see you soon.